June 12th, 2005, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
from Pedro Show.
Too.
You can hear my guest, or our guest, Brother Matt.
Hello.
Please help me welcome Mr. Tony Platt.
Good morning, America. At least a small chunk of it.
Tony.
I'm just kidding.
This show goes past the U.S.
Okay, well, I just said good morning, America.
They can be hearing it in Zagreb.
And hello to everyone else.
And everywhere else. How about the island of Galaxidi in Greece, where my grandfather was from, where Mike just played. Those Greek dudes over there on their electric bazookies are wailing right now.
Now, look, you were debating about Hitskies.
Right now? Do you want me to discuss it on the...
Brother Matt's right here.
It's either coffee or a little tiny taste of something good, and I'm contemplating that right now. Last time I tried that, I almost died.
Weighing the issues there.
Seriously, weighing, like gut-wise, or weighing the issue? Okay.
Coffee percolating.
Smells good, though.
Weighing thing up.
Wang
and Mike's debating is Wang, and we can't tell.
It's the center one.
If it's a real or fake Wang.
No, it ain't the center one. It's the one to the left of the center one. I think it's number two. One, two, three. Is it coming up? One, two. One. Yeah, there you go. Thank you much. Okay. Special guest today on the June 12th. 2005 Dish a Lot Computer Show. Tony Platt, Brother Matt here with the assist, and also provide the love grotto here at the Pleasure Point
for another set.
Last gig before I go off to Italy, play Otranto. Then we're going to try to I come back for a few days. We'll do another show. We're almost halfway through Dreams of Rio now. Today will be part 7.
Jack.
Oh, June 12th, it's Kira's birthday. Happy 44 to Kira.
And OJ.
It was the OJ day. I don't think it was a B day.
Well, we know, but...
Tag, you're it. Day.
I'm innocent.
No disrespect. But... Do you remember that day? It was a big chase.
I remember the chase and...
Call me, because we lived at the other pad. 23rd Street. And in those days, me and Tone lived in the same building.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
23rd. One just went up for rent last week in the same pad.
Is that right? But I think
we were living there.
Upstairs. I was on the second floor, but Tom was on the third.
Yeah, it was like a quad level place, and Dirk was on.
He was on your floor.
Floor, but
you were over the garage.
But I was a little bit above him because of the stairs, like three.
Right.
So a little multi level. And OJ was racing down the freeway in his Bronco, but you knew.
No, he wasn't racing.
Well, they were chasing. It was slow, but you know certain things. That's one of those things. You know, I think everybody kind of thinks they know what happened, but. He did have a lot of cash in the car.
Yeah, but I only mentioned that.
I like the shop.
The day
I know.
You know about this other trial, right?
Yeah.
Think they're going to get a decision quick for Mike Jackson?
You mean on MJ?
Yeah.
Personally, this is what I think. I think they get him on a lesser charge, something lesser, not on the big stuff. That's just my assumption, just to show that they kind of did their job and we got something on. But the big stuff, no, he walks. That's just... He walks on anything big. He'd get possession of child pornography, maybe. Maybe, aiding, giving alcohol to minor, maybe. The other stuff, there's no real concrete eyewitness, I think, that can put him in jail. And plus, they're letting him go home right now, right? He gets to wait for the verdict at home, which tells you what can he go do if he really wants. He can fly if he really wanted to, right? He could leave.
He's Neverland.
Maybe he's got another Neverland somewhere else. That we don't know of.
Well, let's talk about what we played. Start off John Coltrane and Saturn off the interstellar space. And then played some music from Italy. This jazz core scene. I'll play a lot of the music I got from the Second Man tour. Second Man's Bill Stand in April and May. A lot of the young people gave me their music. And in Italy, I did 6 gigs. And there's a big scene there. Instrumental mainly scene called jazzcore, and these mostly guitar bass drum trios doing the jams, and we played this Terracina gig with this band called Neo, and it happened to have the same guy on guitar as the night before in Roma, a band called Squaretet. We're going to play some of that right now on a Watt for Peter show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. Playing some music from Italy there. That was Zoo, along with Space Incorporated, Spaceways Incorporated, sorry. Doing a funkadelic song, you and your folks, me and my folks. Before that, we had a band from Florence called Oboe. Doing a tune called Toe, can you relate to this one? Bowing Alone?
I guess so.
I can relate to it.
Most of you guys out there can relate to that song.
And we started off with Cy Guetta from Square Ted, Manolio's other band. And I forgot to tell you the song, the title of the song he played in his Neo band. That was Ryu. W-R-I-U.
Yeah, that's your typical silent
word. Silent W. We got more music from Italy we're going to be playing here. Like I said last show, they got quite a scene. I'm very proud of them. I told you we're talking about young people getting into music these days.
Yes, I was. We were talking about, you know, I guess it's weird when you get older and then you hear all these young kids doing the stuff and then the influences that they're picking up. And I was telling Mike some of the stuff sounded kind of Minutemen. And he said that they were Minutemen fans.
Well, talking to them, yeah.
So maybe they
were. People that were
weren't born
after.
When you were playing the music.
Or even before they were born.
And we were talking about...
Right, they're in their early 20s.
Right, we're 46, 47, right? So they were just... Like my kids, about around that age, just starting.
That's kind of a trip, huh?
Yeah,
that's cool. That shows you there's something universal about music. So people get all worried that things are too... might be a little too different. Maybe different is good, huh?
They get a lot more to draw from, and I think... A lot of them, they got cool filters because they didn't get all MTV'd out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really weird. When sometimes I meet somebody square jawed and all they know is what MTV has shown them. It's so narrow. You know. Meanwhile, these guys in their garages or whatever, and they're playing.
That's right.
In a way, we relate more to them because that's what we were doing in the bedroom, playing. Not really parked in front of the MTV.
Yeah, because we didn't really... Back then, cable had HBO. And so, right? That was like, you had to pay for select and pay...
I remember music on TV was that show In Concert on Friday night.
Don Kirshner.
Don Kirshner. Midnight Special.
Yeah.
And his son, who runs the organization. Yeah, and they played everybody. That's the first time we saw bands like Kiss and... T-Rex and Blue Oyster Cult stuff, right?
Yeah.
It was kind of like the white man's soul train.
Yeah.
Showing off their bands, and they were showing off all these, mostly English bands, I think, a lot.
Well, I think it was just whoever was on the circuit.
Could beat Dick Clark.
Because I saw a lot of U.S. bands, too. I think it was whoever was... Because you would see them on that show, and then you'd see them live.
But you'd catch a lot of English stuff, I think.
In fact, they were taped over here at the Long Beach Auditorium, where I saw T-Rex.
Right.
Joe Boone called me up. He's supposed to be here today.
Yeah, we were talking about T-Rex the other day.
Yeah, he got this DVD, Born to Boogie. And he's way into it. I guess it's got a couple gigs and a little movie. Did he play you that music he made?
A little bit.
Joe's been making music on a pewter.
Oh, cool.
Like a synthesizer. It's pretty trippy. Programmed the drums. Anyway, we're going to play some more music from Italy. This is a band called Bobby Burns. Yeah, it ain't the dude's name. It's the name of the band. Yeah. Pedro show. Some music from Italy. Yes. That was Rosalina Mar. I know Mar means sea. So the Rosalina Sea? I don't know. Anyway, where are these cats from? Verona. I think so.
That's where Romeo was from, huh?
Verona, that's where it takes place, right. And I played there this tour. I was told by some of the people that's the most right-wing city right now in Italy. We played in an old freezer, huge-ass freezer for a train, big round thing where the train could actually go into it. It was built early 30s for Mussolini.
Putting people on ice.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you going to put the bodies?
But, believe me, Italy's mixed up with a lot of different things. Yeah, I got this Berlusconi guy, the capo. He lost a lot of elections there when I was there, but because he owns a lot of the TV, like, nobody heard about it. I mean, a good reason not to have the boss own the TV stations. Okay, before that tune was La Pesetta, Scolpita Nella Regia. I had it better together with Italian, but it sounds musical. Before that, we had Three Quarters Had Been Eliminated, a Bologna band, with King Lear, Part 5. Great guy, Stefano. He's actually originally from Genoa, and he rode around with us. We did 6 gigs in Italy, and he's a great cat. As part of this band, Three Quarters Had Been Eliminated. I mean, music scene is thriving in Italy. A lot of cats are playing. Before that, we had Puma the Man and a tune called Dark Flow. And we started off with a band called Bobby Birds and a song called What Is This? We're coming on the end now of the first hour of Watford Peter Show, June 12, 2005 edition. Kind of hang tight because we're going to come back in 2 more hours. And in the next hour, Mr. Tony Platton is going to...
I'm going to noodle around with your mind.
Right. So you can keep up with the Italian scene there.
See if I can do something.
Hold tight for hour 2. June 12, 2005, it's hour 2 of the Watt from Pedro show.
We'll be right back.
get it together.
Don't try it.
Okay, let me recap what we started the second hour with. That was a band from London. I think they're called Youth... Well, I know they're called Youth Movie Soundtrack Strategies, and that was a tune called A Little Later, He Staggered Through the Door and Into Her Eyes. Before that, Estelle from Ireland with a number called Little Mucus Monsters.
That's a good band.
Guess what that's about, Tone?
I wouldn't know. You tell
me. We started out the second hour with The Higher the Elevation, the Lesser the Vegetation, a Brooklyn band called Pack. You know about that, right, Tone?
We were talking, I believe, briefly.
But it's Pack, P-A-K, not your kind of Pack, P-A-K.
You mean like, isn't Grange Bay Fudge Packers?
Packers.
I'm packing. I'm packing
okay.
Big.
So I'm going to play your guitar. Yeah, okay, here we go. Watch for Pedro Show. Proud to have Brother Matt, born with the Spin Cycle. Me and Tone are going to jam along with him.
Bone alone time.
Not alone. It's a bone not alone.
Okay, we're boning along.
Thank you. Thank you. my bed. We'll be right back.
Tax Brave with hundreds of thousands of men and women and children flushing their little toys. It's a beautiful thing.
We are Saints Memories. We sell our families. People, peace, we know. That's what we want. The flag of mass destruction is what we should want. Alan Mortimer, it's a circling vulture, picking at the bones of a peace-loving culture. Let me say this, I'll say it with clarity. We do not believe in charity. It's not enough, hatred and violence. It's not enough. It's not enough, hatred and violence. It's not enough.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Death is on the menu. Only it can tell you. Your pleasure is your pain. You'll cause it time and time again. Indulge yourselves completely. We won't act discreetly. Gold, sales, suffering, and slaughter. The headline will just say, gotcha. We're past the point of no return. So let's blow up tankers and gush the ocean burn. Total annihilation of every nuclear power station. Sacrifices is fiction. For we society's new addiction. There's not enough hatred and violence. There's not enough. There's not enough hatred and violence. There's not enough.
What from Pedro show? That was Mask, a band from England, a town. Here's the guy's phone number. A lot of these English bands, you can tell it's UK. They'll say UK or something. But they won't tell you the town. So I guess it's
Birmingham.
07792 area code, wherever that is. But that's Mask anyway. Someone get to me in London. Someone get somewhere around there. Hatred and Violence, There's Not Enough by Mask. Spelled the same way the old Hollywood punk scene one was. Before that, we had These Trees. I think they're from Long Beach. Or in L.A. somewhere, because Peter DiStefano's on the record. He's a guest on one of the tracks. Although we didn't play that song, I'll look at the information there. It's three eyeballs. We like to keep it mysterious. I mean, that's it. Even the CD's an eyeball. I think they're U.S. You know, like I said, Peter DiStefano. So I'm doing some five warp gigs, but last day of June and first 3 days, 4 days of July. I think I'll be in Pedro for the... No, I'll be in Fresno for the fourth. I'll see my little brother.
Cool.
Haven't seen him in a long time. He was 2 years old. He's 17 now. He's a singer in a band.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a trip.
Where are you on the 30th? San Diego?
First one, yeah.
Birthday ride.
In Ventura. Oh, wow. Coors Amphitheater. Come on down. Sweat and party one. Okay, well, that's what we get by These Trees in the... Before that was It Came From the Speakers, Truckee Brothers, a San Diego band. I saw them in London.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they said, hey, come over here. You know, and sit down. And... Oh, you're Mike Watt.
You were so weird, dude.
I said, well, I am.
They're nice guys. Came for the speakers, Trucking Brothers. Before that, we had Brother Matt and Sven Seigel, myself on bass, Tony Platt and Gaston on instruments.
Thanks.
Tom says he can't hear the guitar, but you guys be the judge.
I didn't mean that derogatory.
Next time we're going to have it's going to be all guitar, and me and Brother Matt are going to be nothing but tiny little flies on his windshield. Okay, Tom?
Sorry for the unplug, folks.
Oh,
that
yeah.
My noise.
Unplug it.
One time. My mistake.
We're all new to this, so we're learning.
My bad.
We ain't bad.
That's part of the
food. I apologize truthfully. Bad. I'm sorry. I did turn the volume off on the guitar at least first. So you didn't get the full
thing. Yeah, that was your chain.
I wonder which one.
I don't know.
I only used one at the end.
But you know what you got to do, Tom? Get it together. When you come here, I mean, we had an hour, 20 minutes.
What did I tell you last night? That's what I talked about last night, about the exact. I said, can we do this ahead of time? No, yes, I did. You give me 2 seconds here. Here, set up.
That's what you said.
I said last night. No excuses, Mike. We talked last night about it. I said, let me.
Talk about it.
Oh, never mind. I won't be
we
negative.
We talked about how you were going to shine like the sun.
No, I said I would do it. I hope Joe would show up.
And overcome any shortcomings that reality would throw our way.
It always does, every day, trust me. You don't know how much.
Come get a new truck yet. Well, we'll talk about it next hour. We're at the end of hour two, June 12, 2005, special Happy Birthday Kara edition. Hold tight for hour three. June 12, 2005. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro show, and here's part seven. Dreams of Rio.
While in Belém, Jack met the anthropologist Frida Adler. Jack showed Frida the two small turtles formed out of silver shaped around a strange stone that looked like an eye.
Let's pull off the legs and head.
Yeah. But
when Frida had finished pulling off their little head and legs, freeing the two stone eyes that had formed the back of the turtles.
Look at the hollow eye sockets. And look at the shape of these eyes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Jack realized the eyes fit into the mysterious crystal skull that was once in his possession.
If you were an oracle and you inserted the eyes into the skull, I suppose you could see things.
Really?
Or things could see you.
But now, to bring you up to the present. In the center of the Amazon jungle is the city of Manaus, famous for the Theater Amazonas, an opera house built by the Rubber Barons. It's here, in Manaus, that we find a little man with dark, wavy hair approaching a small boat tied near the docks. And now, week 7 of Dreams of Rio.
João?
Yes?
I'm Paulo Pompadora. I'm a friend of your cousin Carla, a close friend.
Yeah. Carla warned me about you.
What do you mean?
It's a joke.
A joke. Good. I heard the German is renting your boat.
He said it was a secret.
It is. Let's have a drink. I have something to talk about. João, all I'm saying is, it doesn't matter how you earn it. Money is money, is it not?
And listen, I don't know where I'm taking the professor, okay? He doesn't want me to know.
You have to buy supplies. He doesn't know the river. Tell him you have to know.
He will go rent another boat.
Here, just find out.
I don't want your money.
These are not cruzeiros. These are cruzados. When you return to Manaus for more supplies, come see me. I have some dollars, too.
I don't know.
I don't know. Carla said to me, you can always depend on João.
Okay, Paulo. Okay.
Think about it. So no problem. Tudo bem.
Sanders, that's right. He's left Belém? Manaus? He's in Manaus? Hotel Tropical? Obrigada. Oh, God. He's in Manaus.
Manaus? Oh, I know Manaus.
You do?
I'm from Manaus.
Mm-hmm.
Manaus is very interesting.
It is?
For about 1 hour.
Drive me to the airport.
To the airport?
I have to give Jack this call.
Okay, no problem.
No problem.
I need enough supplies for 3 weeks, and make sure there's plenty of bottled water and beer.
For how many passengers?
3, including yourself. When we arrive where we are going, I'll hire a couple of local people that know the region. We should have extra beer for them.
What region is this?
I'll direct you.
It would be best if I could know in advance.
Why?
So my family doesn't worry.
This time it will not be possible. The other one joining us, his name is Flanders. He's flying into Manaus this afternoon.
I think the plane is on time.
On time? No.
Yes.
Yes? Really? On time?
Really? Yes.
Amazing. Esquisito. Muito estranho.
Stop.
O quê?
Look over there.
O quê?
It's the same 2 men that were in the van.
Oh, the men with the little guns.
They're looking at everyone. That's my flight. How can I get past them? I have an idea.
Right?
The wheelchair.
Huh?
If you can get one of those uniforms, I'll put a shawl over my head and sit in the wheelchair.
And then?
You push me on the plane.
Oh, good idea.
So, this is the city of Manaus, famed for its opera house built by the rubber barons, way back when rubber was a big boom in Brazil. Driver, did you see Fitzcarraldo?
Não entendi, não, senhor.
Nothing.
Que?
Forget it, amigo.
Okay.
Where was I? Manaus. That's a lot of dirt. Cobbled streets for a big town like this. Ow! Jeez, there are potholes everywhere. It's a free port. Lots of electronic stores everywhere. God, I hope my hotel doesn't look like these buildings we're passing. Driver. Driver, what's that big bird sitting alongside the road?
Urubu.
Urubu?
Yes, senhor.
And up there. Good grief, those things perched on the rooftops with their wings spread out. What are those, gargoyles?
Gargoyles. Gara, 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 gara.
Yeah, very funny.
No gargoyles. Urubu.
Urubu, right. Oh, my God. There's one flying right alongside the car. It's a vulture.
Urubu, mister.
Yeah, urubu.
No problem. Walk right past them.
Just in time. They're starting to move the steps. You better get back.
Passamos! Passamos! Enganamos vocês!
What are you doing? Zeca! What are you doing? Zeca!
I couldn't resist.
Enganamos vocês!
Zeca! Zeca! Zeca!
Look how weak they are!
Zeca, you're not flying to Manaus.
Huh? I'm not flying?
No, you have to go back into that airport.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot.
Adios. Here they come. Quick, get on the plane.
Let's go.
Quick.
Let's go. Passamos. Cholai pariu. Cholai pariu. Passamos. Enganamos vocês, idiotas, loucos. Devem ser tais.
Senhor Pompadora?
Yes. Como vai?
Bem, e você, Senhor Pompadora?
Como é que estão as coisas em Detroit?
Huh?
How is everything in Detroit?
Oh, better and better.
That's nice. Tell me.
Yes?
Where is Short Top?
Isn't he with you?
No, he's not.
Isn't he in Rio de Janeiro?
I don't know. Is he?
Well, he's not here.
When Mr. Detroit calls, give him a message.
Wait a minute. Okay, shoot.
Tell him to contact me in Manaus.
Where?
Manaus.
Mouse?
No.
Like eek? A mouse?
M-A-N-A-U-S.
Oh, manos.
No.
No?
Ma.
Ma.
Naus.
Naus.
Tell him to meet me in Manaus.
Meet me in Manaus.
Yes, I don't worry about the smell of the shank.
What?
Nothing.
How was your trip?
Fine.
And how was Frida?
Interesting woman.
Yes. And attractive.
Very. So, you've been making arrangements?
I've rented a boat.
You haven't heard anything more about the skull, have you?
I doubt if we'll ever see it again.
You think Paolo has shipped it out of the country?
Who knows?
So, this is the Amazon River?
No. It's the Rio Negro.
Ah, it's a good name for it. Black as ink.
There's something you should see, Jack. It's just outside Manaus. What they call the meeting of the waters.
I read about that. That's where the Amazon River and the Rio Negro meet.
Yes. They form one giant river, but their waters don't mix. One side of the river is the muddy clay waters of the Amazon. The other side is the black Rio Negro. You can reach out of the boat and draw a line with your finger where the two rivers flow alongside each other. They go on like that for miles without mixing. It's quite a tourist attraction. You should see it.
Good Lord!
What?
Over there, coming out of that hotel. You see what I see?
Jack, I don't believe it. Paolo Pompadora.
Yeah, the little man with the big wave.
Ah, Jack Flanders. What an amazing coincidence, huh?
Amazing. Do you know Professor Vargas?
Ah, que honra conhecê-lo. Ouvi muito a seu respeito.
Também o conhecia de nome. O que ele traz já a Manaus, hein?
Negócios. Jack, I'm so sorry we missed each other. When I heard the statue had been dropped and broken, I thought to myself, well, that's... por que barra?
Yeah.
But later, I heard you found a crystal skull inside. What a discovery, huh? Then I heard you took it to the professor, and next thing I hear, it's stolen from the museum.
Uh-huh.
That's too bad. Such a pity, huh?
Yeah, it's a crying shame.
A crying shame? Oh, what a wonderful expression.
Look, Paulo,
and
I...
so, Jack, you are seeing a bit of Brazil, huh? Great country, is it not?
Well, yes, but...
Wonderful, wonderful country. And here we are, all staying at the Tropical Hotel. What a coincidence. This is exciting. I would like to stay and chat, but it's almost three and I have an appointment. We must all have dinner tonight, huh? Ciao.
Boy, I can't believe it. He breaks into the museum, steals your notes, steals the skull, and comes on like a long-lost buddy. Oh, I'll say this, that guy has got nerve.
Was macht der Kerl bloß hier in Manaus? Das stimmt was nicht. Der Kerl ist nicht hier durch Zufall verflucht. Nochmal, was macht der bloß hier in Manaus, Jack?
Yeah, well, that too.
Whoa, look at that one. And look at the way she moves. The way she moves.
Sorry.
Hey, sorry. No, it's my fault.
Short of the Troy.
Gregorio?
Si.
In Rio?
Si. In Rio.
So I see. On vacation, huh?
No. Work.
Work?
Yeah, I'm doing commercials.
Commercials in Rio?
In Manaus.
Huh?
Hey, in the jungle.
Oh. Did you know they got Amazon snakes? They got snakes there that grow up to 39 feet. Did you know that?
39 feet?
Yeah, maybe 40, 50 feet. They can weigh 500 pounds.
500 pounds?
Yeah, it's a lot of snake.
Oh, I really don't like snakes.
Yeah, but I really don't like them either.
Oh.
Hey, look at her.
Hey, mamita.
Boy, hubba.
Hiba, hiba, hobo, hobo.
Disgusting. Hey. How about a beer?
Bom dia.
Bom dia. Jack, I want you to meet our guide, João.
Bom dia.
Muito prazer.
Jack, I'll meet you later back at the hotel.
Oh, okay. So, this is our boat, huh?
Yeah. It's a good one.
Well, I hope so. How are the mosquitoes out here?
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Do you know where we are going?
I thought you were the guide.
I am capitão, boatman, guide, interpreter.
But you don't know where we're going.
The professor won't tell me. He said he has to keep it secret.
Well, I guess that's that, huh?
Do you know where we are going?
No. He wouldn't tell me either.
Oh, you are on holiday in Rio?
Yeah, a little holiday, a little investigative work.
Oh, detective.
Yeah.
What did you find?
Well, what have I found? Well, my biggest find was there's no river in Rio.
No river?
No river.
No river in Rio?
No river in Rio.
River, no?
No Rio in Rio. No river in Rio. No river. Apparently, the Portuguese explorers, this is something you'd like to know, I read about in my...
Encyclopedia.
Yeah. Well, they discovered Rio, and they saw all the waters, and they said, well, there's got to be a river here somewhere, but so they named it Rio.
Oh, but not river.
Yes, stupidly, they named it Rio. There it is. No river, but how about another beer?
Oh, that's a great idea, another beer.
Yeah.
So no river in Rio.
Now, I know there's no river in Rio, but there's a lot of...
I like that. He wouldn't tell you where you're going?
No.
For how many days do you have supplies?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. When you return, make sure you contact me. All right?
Okay.
Waste all of Benjão, so much money. Tem coisa aí. Something is fish.
You mean Carmen is here in Manaus?
We stole the skull.
You have the skull?
We got it.
How'd you do that?
Oh, very like bang, bang.
No. You mean they were shooting at you?
You bet. No problem.
Oh, where's the skull?
Carmen has the skull.
Well, where's Carmen?
At the Hotel Amazonas.
Well, let's go.
There's more.
Okay, what?
I saw Paulo with João.
You know João?
I'm from Manaus. I know João. Paulo has given him money.
João?
João.
You mean João was being...
João, João.
João, João, okay. You mean he's being paid by Paulo.
Paulo. I saw it. Eu vi com meus próprios olhos.
God, little Klaus hears about this. I can hear him now.
Dieser verdammte Paulo, der Kerl ist überall. Jetzt weiß genau, wo wir hinfahren. Verflix doch mal, das macht mich wahnsinnig.
I know. Listen, Zeca here is from Manaus.
Hi, Zeca.
Papa.
So?
He was a guide here. He can operate a boat instead of João.
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 You know the river?
No problem.
But our supplies are on João's boat.
João.
Yes. You have a boat.
Me? No.
No boat?
I have a taxi.
A taxi?
Brrr. Not...
Big spinner.
Look, by the time we get another boat, Paulo could easily...
I forgot to tell you.
Tell what?
I'm being followed.
What?
Great.
No problem. Two of Paulo's men chased us, but we got on the plane and left on the ground in lovely Rio de Janeiro.
So, what's the problem?
I think... There you catch the next plane.
Oh, boy. Look, we better get the skull and get out of town now.
We need a boat.
I know what.
What?
We leave João some money and take this boat.
Steal it?
No, just borrow.
We'll do it. Tonight.
Look at this jungle. It's got the biggest bugs in the world. That's the Amazon jungle. You know, I saw cockroaches look like a deflated football with little feet.
Well, we call it soccer. I don't like cucarachas.
Yeah, I don't like soccer. How about spiders, huh?
I don't like spiders.
You like ants?
Ants?
Yeah. Amazon ants, big as your nose.
Everything in the tropics is big.
That's true. Hey. Look at that. Hey, caramba. Big.
Look at her. Yeah, the big...
tropics.
The tropics, right? Yeah.
Hey, you see what I mean? I see what you mean.
Yeah, I think that she's...
She's got nothing beneath.
No,
huh? Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Say, speaking of wearing nothing, have you been on the beach?
Oh, the bikinis, amazing.
Yeah, Amazonas. Say, yesterday, on the beach, I saw a couple of women that were topless.
Topless?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you don't know.
Well,
I like a little something.
A little something?
Right, something for the imagination.
Ah, you don't want to see everything.
No. I like the bikini because it just leaves, well, a little for me to imagine.
Yeah, a little left.
That's right.
But then they started rubbing suntan oil over their bodies, you know?
Rubbing all over the breast.
Yeah, the sun doesn't get there often. So they had to put on a lot of suntan oil.
A lot of suntan oil?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of rubbing and...
A lot of rubbing?
Yeah, they stood, slowly massaging it in, rubbing it up and down and around and over.
You like big breasts?
Well, not too big. I don't like them too big.
I like big breasts.
Really big?
Well, no, not too much. It's too much.
You know, I lived with a woman once. She was what you'd call flat-chested.
Flat chest?
Yeah, but she was a snappy dresser.
But
I liked her anyway.
Yeah, a great personality.
Not that great, though.
Oh. Another beer?
Another beer.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Any messages? Thanks. It's from Frida. She's coming to Manaus. And she has something to tell me. And I'm leaving. Nice timing.
Well, oh, look at her. You notice the way that women walk differently here?
It's the tropics.
Yeah.
Oh, especially the north. The women walk different.
Down here, it's not that they slink.
Yeah. Well, some women slink.
Some do slink, but it's their stride. It's,
They wear so little.
They have such great tans.
Mulattos.
That helps.
Oh, beautiful tan.
Yeah. You know, in the United States, you know where the worst place to look at women is?
Where?
The malls.
The malls?
Yeah. I've seen some of the ugliest malls in the world.
Oh, they have malls in here?
Well, we should check it out.
They have a Carmen Miranda Museum.
Yeah, I was at the Carmen Miranda Museum. Tico, 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 tico.
Oh, tico, tico, si, tico, tico, si.
Got thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know how to play the tico, tico with the pencil?
With the what?
With the pencil.
The pension?
No, the pension, the pencil.
Oh.
All the cheeks. Or you can do it with the nose, like... Or you can do it with a pen.
Pencil?
Yeah, you can do riding horses.
Look at that.
This I learned in school.
I got a good dentist.
Oh, really?
You want another beer?
Oh, well, another beer, see.
Carmen.
Who is it?
It's Jack. Jack Flanders.
Jack. Oh, thank God.
Carmen, you look so...
This has been some day, I'll tell you.
Zeka told me you were shot at.
Yes, we were. You think that's funny?
No. It's just, you look so frazzled.
Frazzled? When people shoot at me, it makes my hair go frazzled, so...
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing? I risk my life for you and you say nothing.
What?
I give you what. Here, see? That's what.
Carmen, the skull.
I don't like that thing.
Yeah. I forgot how creepy it was.
Mm-hmm. Did Zega tell you about seeing Paolo with João?
Yes. We're going to steal João's boat.
João?
Hmm.
When are you leaving?
In less than an hour. You want to come?
Yes, but no.
He said two of Paolo's men are after you.
Jack, I have a lot of things to say, but this is not the time.
I don't understand.
I was tempted to throw this thing in the garbage, but I had to bring it to you.
And I appreciate that, Carmen.
I was compelled to bring it to you.
Compelled?
Yes.
By who?
By what?
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 Yours truly here.
The skull?
I don't know. Who knows? Here, you take it.
Well...
Now, it's your problem.
Yeah. I guess it is.
I am glad to be free of it.
Well, thank you.
Jack, just watch yourself.
I will. Adios, my guardian angel.
Adios.
What's your favorite?
Which, my?
Or part of the woman?
Oh, my favorite part of the woman? Oh,
the brain.
The brain? No, come on, seriously.
Oh, you mean just to look at?
Yeah.
Oh, I like, yeah. Hips.
Hips.
Yeah. Another beer?
Yeah, I'll have another beer. Hips is the best. You know what my favorite part is?
Let me guess.
All right.
The funny.
How'd you know that?
Well, your eyes.
My eyes?
Yeah, I was your eyes.
Huh. Yeah?
Why do they call it funny? Because it's like a fan?
Whoa, look at her. Hey. She walks like a panther.
No hips.
I like slim hips.
No meat. You have to have meat.
I like slim hips.
Without hips, what would you have?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. Another beer?
Nope. That's enough for me.
Okay.
The boat is here somewhere. Okay, I'm supposed to signal with the flashlight. Ah, there they are. Uh-oh, there's three of them. What's that mean?
Jack, have you got it?
Yes, but who's that?
We've been waiting. Come on.
Yeah, but who's the other?
Hurry up, hurry up.
All right, my God, Frida.
Hello, Jack.
How did you get here?
I found her in the hotel lobby, looking for you.
You're coming along on this madcap adventure?
Yes. Klaus insisted.
He did?
Do you mind?
No, it's wonderful. It's nice to see you. My. You look all ready for a madcap adventure.
Guess what? Look alive here, my dear! Yo-ho-ho! Check! Ye mateys! Sit down before you fall down! Ho-ho-ho-ho!
Aye, aye, Captain. How are you?
I'm fine.
Your message said you had something to tell me.
Yes, but not now. Later.
Okay.
You know, I didn't think I would see you again.
Really?
Look behind you.
What?
Coming up over the jungle. It's a full moon.
I've never seen it like this. It's so big, it's almost threatening.
It's beautiful.
Jungle moon. Ah, yes. The romantic tropics.
One, two, three, four.
I was sitting in my living room just the other night. There was a knock upon the door. Was the Reaper come for my life? I said, hey, don't you know that tomorrow's my big day? I'd really love to oblige, I'm afraid I've got to stay. We began to wrestle round in a contest for my life. Spoiled to the victor and it spoiled my appetite. I'm still young, I've got a lot to do. Today all my deeds are done, well that's when I'll be through. It became apparent that neither one could win. Took death for queen, let the games begin. If I could win a single round, then death would spare my life. But if I lost six in a row, I'd see the other side. I ain't got time to wonder why I was born, nor when I die. You spend your life with what time, and in the end it'll find your chips cashing and everything is equal in the end. Thank you.
still alive. He did not kill me dead, cause when he bent to get his wind, I beat death on the head.
Yeah. Hot from Pedro show. That was, we got some device hooked up to the CD player, so.
The air effect.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
So it, yeah, affected. Settlefish there, Kissing is Chaos. Looks like a bunch of Italian guys in the band. This one guy's got an English name or U.S. name. Before that, we had some Live Cream from last month. They did a reunion at Royal Albert Hall in London. That was Deserted Cities of the Heart. I was there. Jack Bruce still around. Last year, I almost died. New liver and stone rays. That'd be neat to see if they come tour here.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yep, we should go.
Punching up to the mic.
I heard they're not playing some songs on the tour, and people are kind of pissed. Like Tales of Brave Ulysses, and yeah, they're omitting
some. Brother Matt, you got the thing there. It's like two hours and something minutes.
Yeah, no, it's 19 or 20 songs, and it's a long gig.
Deserted Cities of the Heart, Going Under a Bad Sign, Going Wrong, Crossroads, Sitting on Top of the World, White Moon, Toad. Sunshine of Your Love, I'm So Glad, Spoonful, Outside Woman Green, Rat, Warthog, Sleepy Time, NSU, Bad, Politician, Rewind, Rolling and Tumbling, and Stormy Monday.
That's so, the one people were kind of, the Stormy Monday, some people were kind of wondering why they threw that into the mix.
It's a great tune.
No, I just, that's what I
heard. It's out of countries like Switzerland because it was causing people to commit suicide.
Really?
Years ago.
Wow.
Before that, we had Death from Listening Ship. I had a little bass solo there. So it was kind of mixed under, so I can empathize with you, Tony. And then we started the third hour off with part 7 of Dreams of Rio. Jack getting deeper into the mission. We're halfway through the saga now. There's a band called Steamboat Switzerland. I think, yeah, they might be a Swiss band, huh? Live from Pedro show.
Oh,
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. To understand, you know too soon, there is no sense in trying. Pointed threats, they bluff with scorn, seaweed side remarks are torn from the fool's gold mouthpiece, the hollow horn. Plays wasted words, proves to warn that he not busy being born is busy dying. Temptation's page flies out the door, you follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls of pity roar, you feel to moan, but unlike before, you discover that you'll just be one more person crying. So don't fear if you hear a foreign sound to your ear. It's all right, ma, I'm only sighing. As some won victory, some downfall, private reasons, great or small, can be seen in the eyes of those that call to make all that should be killed to crawl, while others say don't hate nothing at all except hatred. Disillusioned words like bullets bark as human gods aim for their mark, make everything from toy guns that spark to flesh-colored cries that glow in the dark. It's easy to see without looking too far that not much is really sacred. Wild creatures preach of evil fates, teachers teach that knowledge waits and leads to $100 plates. Goodness hides behind its gates, but even the President of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked. You know the rules of the road have been lodged, it's only people's games that you gotta dodge. It's alright, ma, I can make it. Advertising signs that con you into thinking you are the one that can do what's never been done, that can win what's never been won. Meantime, life outside goes on all around you. You lose yourself, you reappear, you suddenly find you got nothing to fear. Alone you stand with nobody near, when a trembling distant voice unclear startles your sleeping ears to hear that somebody thinks they really found you. Question in your nerves is lit, yet you know there is no answer to fit, to satisfy, ensure you're not a wit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it's not he or she or them or it that you belong to. Although the master make the rules for the wise men and the fools, I got nothing, ma, to live up to. Old lady judges watch people in pairs, limited in sex, they dare to push fake morals, insult and stare, while money doesn't talk, it swears. Obscenity, who really cares? Propaganda, all is phony. While them that defend what they cannot see, with a killer's pride, security, it blows the minds most bitterly. For them that think that's honesty won't fall upon them naturally. Life sometimes must get lonely. My eyes collide head on with stuffed graveyards, false gods I scuff at pettiness which plays so rough. Walk upside down inside handcuffs, kick my legs to crash it up, say okay, I've had enough, what else can you show me? And if my thought dreams could be seen. They'd probably put my head in a guillotine. But it's alright, Mom. It's life and life only.
Show. That was Shock and Awe. Somebody from London gave me that with Hurt Me, Johnny Thunder song, along with Richard Bell. Trippy version. Before that, even trippy version of Bob Dylan's song, It's Alright, Mom, Only Bleeding. Quintano Veloso, big Brazilian singer, doing record covers. Despite My Worst Intentions. Before that, Steve Lawson, bass player from England. Steve. We start off with Crimson Law. I'm Mensch. Mensch is a man. A real man. Steamboat Switzerland. That's it for the June 12, 2005 edition of Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you, Toad, for being the guest, brother.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool assistance. Happy birthday, Kara. Keep your powder dry.